Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Friday, March 17th, and even though Liverpool aren't playing until April Fool's Day, which might be kind of apt, there's a lot going on off the field at the Reds, and yeah, I'm going to bring you some of that today. A couple of stories, a couple of transfer stories that are breaking or, you know, developing, and I might as well get straight into it then in one of the weirder transfer stories of the week, or even months even, and that's easy to say because there's loads of weird transfers about. So yeah, for this one to be high up on the list kind of shows where it's at. Former Liverpool left-back Jose Enrique is claiming that Ryan Gravenberch's move to Liverpool is a done deal pretty much, and it's going to happen this summer. Yeah, it's crazy really. The Bayern Munich star has been reported with a move away from the German club, and Jose Enrique, basically since he got into the got out of foot, he's been doing loads of social media stuff. He's been all over the internet. He's doing Twitch, he's doing YouTube, he's doing podcasts, he's doing everything. And on a YouTube live stream, he was talking to one of his fellow Instagrammers, and he said, and I quote, "The player is ours, amigo." He said, yes. Enrique then went on to talk about it. He said, he's got the same agent as me with Team Raiola. We had a meeting not long ago in London. This is our player. Wow. So, if you believe Jose Enrique, who's got the same agent as Ryan Gravenberch, then Ryan Gravenberch, which is easy for me to say, is going to be joining the Reds this summer. Obviously, last month, it was reported, there was a load of reports out there. I think Sport One had it first, that Liverpool had interested in him, and that his name has been brought up a couple of times in talks of Liverpool targets. I think there was even some story swirling that he might have made a move in January. But yeah, 20 years old, another young player for Liverpool, another Dutchman as well. Maybe Liverpool are trying to get themselves the Dutch connection up and going again. Maybe Virgil van Dijk. He recruited Cody Gakpo. Maybe he's been on the mix or on the phone trying to get Ryan Gravenberch into the club. But yeah, Jose Enrique saying it's a done deal via his agency. We'll see if it pans out. It could be that Jose Enrique is about to be the latest ITK. Move over, Indy Kyler. Move over all the other internet sources. Jose Enrique is coming for your job. You get one chance at this, Jose. You get one chance at this, don't you? If you're going to be an ITK, you've got to get your first one right. And if you do, everything else you say, people go, well, he did know about the Gravenberch move. He did know about that one. So keep an eye on that one. But yeah, Jose Enrique claiming then that it's a done deal via the same agency that he's already got. It'd be interesting, Liverpool are in need of a midfielder if they want to go young, like really young. I mean, there's already talk of Jude Bellingham, of course. So are they going to go and sign a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old? Obviously, he'll be 21 by the start of the next season, given that he's born in May, Ryan Gravenberch. But yeah, essentially, Liverpool are looking, we know, Oxlade-Chamberlain's leaving. We know Naby Keita's leaving. There's a very good chance James Milner's going to leave as well. Liverpool do need reinforcements in that midfield. You could even claim, you know, there's a quality differential that needs a bridge as well at the moment. Even the lads who are staying, there's question marks about pretty much all of them, whether it be ability, form, age or injury status, the ability to stay fit. They've all got questions about them. There's no absolute nailed on one anymore. That used to be Fabinho, and even that can be questioned now. So yeah, Liverpool do need a lot of midfielders in the summer. Jose Enrique is claiming already, done deal, the players already said yes. We will definitely keep an eye on that one. And like I say, I hope he's right. I hope he goes and becomes the next Fabrizio Romano. But time will tell. Jose, you've got one chance. Hopefully you've got this one spot on. Right then, second story I'm going to bring you today then is all about Jude Bellingham. Jason Baird in The Telegraph with his exclusive. Says Man United are ready to battle for Jude Bellingham. United's interest in the Liverpool target is genuine and the player is yet to decide on his preferred destination. He goes on to say United are in the, ready to join the bidding for Bellingham. I don't know if this is new news, but it's been reported again from Jason. He says the transfer fee for the England international is believed to have been set at €125 million minimum, which is around about £110 million. That'll, of course, represent the record for a British player going above the £100 million that Man City paid for Jack Grealish. Goes on to say that the talks over Bellingham's future are finally starting to come to a head. Liverpool, Chelsea, Real Madrid, Manchester United now as well, all involved. Borussia Dortmund, for what it's worth, don't want to sell him. They really want to keep him for one more year. And it isn't guaranteed yet that that won't be the case. He could still stay at Dortmund. However, Telegraph Sport, according to Jason's report, understand that talks are now intensifying over his future. A decision is set to be made in the next few weeks. In the next few weeks over his preferred destination, with one source telling Jason, and I quote, everything is open. There's been a lot of talk, of course, around Liverpool's interest in Jude Bellingham. We've been talking about it on pretty much every JNO Inside show, on loads of these bite sizes and everything else in between as well. But yet Man United, given that they are in the midst of a revival, it looks like they probably will be playing Champions League football next season. They might be about to be taken over by Qatar or Sir Jim Radcliffe or any other number of parties that are interested in United. It looks like that, so there's another team that Liverpool now have to go and compete with as well. Like I say, the £110 million transfer fee would be a record. Will Liverpool be able to afford that? Are they willing to go and stump that kind of cash up as well? There's loads and loads of unresolved answers, but it looks like, according to quite a lot of reporting in various outlets, including this report by Jason in The Telegraph, that he's going to start making his decision soon. He could still stay at Dortmund, he could go to City, Madrid, Chelsea, Liverpool, and now, of course, Manchester United as well. There are going to be at least five very disappointed fan bases whenever Jude Bellingham makes that decision what he's going to do. Fingers crossed, it's City, Dortmund, United, Chelsea fans in particular, who are all absolutely gutted, and of course Manchester United as well. They can go and swivel. Hopefully Jude Bellingham becomes a Liverpool player. That is what we're all hoping for here. That is, we just desperately, desperately want that player at the team. There's been loads of links to midfielders already. Moving on then, João Paulinho, yeah, we've had Mason Mount, we've mentioned Ryan Gravenberch before. This is going to continue to go on and on and on, but we all know the one they really, 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 really want is Jude Bellingham. So yeah, it looks like according to Jason Baird's reporting, that a decision is set to be made in the next couple of weeks. There's a transfer fee now set as well, and Man United are very much in the mix for it. Right then, going to let you go and get on with your weekends. Thanks for checking out this week's edition of Red Men Bite Size. Just to let you know, if you want to check out some of our amazing content that is available for you, so Red Men Uncensored, JNO Insight, Deep Dive, Final Words, Instant Match Reaction, and loads, loads more over on redmenplus.com. Check them out as videos or as podcasts. If you head to redmenplus.com, if you sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So those first 3 months, you'll only pay £2.50. So you head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the BITESIZE code on the payment screen, grab yourselves a discount, grab yourselves a bargain, get some amazing, amazing Liverpool content to get you through the next couple of weeks where the Reds aren't in action. We'll still be talking about them. We'll be reacting to every single thing that does or doesn't happen. And right, that is it for Bite Size this week. Catch us all soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.